ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 30 द किलिंग ऑफ डीमन तृणाव्रता। प्रादाय मात्रे प्रतिहत्य विस्मिता प्रादाय मात्रे प्रतिहत्य विस्मिता कृष्णं च तस्योरसि लम्बमान कृष्णं च तस्योरसि लम्बमान त्वं स्वस्तिमन्तं पुरुषादनीतं त्वं स्वस्तिमन्तं पुरुषादनीतं विहाय सा मृत्युमुखात् प्रमुक्तम् विहाय सा मृत्युमुखात् प्रमुक्तम् गोप्यश्च गोपा किल नन्दमुख्या लब्ध्वा पुनः प्रापुतरे प्रापुरतीव मोद। प्रादाय आफ्टर पिकिंग अप मात्रे अंटू हिज मदर यशोदा प्रतिहृत्या डिलीवर्ड विस्मितः ऑल सरप्राइज्ड कृष्णं च एंड कृष्णा तस्या ऑफ द डीमन उरसी ऑन द चेस्ट लंबम लंबनाम्नम सिचुएटेड तम कृष्णा स्वस्ति मंतम एंड आउट विद ऑल ऑस्पिशियसनेस पुरुष आदिमितम हु वॉज टेकन बाय द मैन ईटिंग डीमन विहायस्य इन टू द स्काई मृत्यु मुखा फ्रॉम द माउथ ऑफ डेथ प्रमुक्तम नाउ लिबरेटेड गोपया द गोपीज च एंड गोपाह द कॉवर्ड मैन किला इंडीड नंद मुखया हेडेड बाय नंद महाराज लब्ध्वा आफ्टर गेटिंग पुनः अगेन देयर सन प्रापु एंजॉयड अतीव वेरी मच मोदम ब्लिस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन द गोपीज इमीडिएटली पिक्ड अप Krishna from the chest of the demon and delivered him free from all inauspiciousness to Mother Yashoda. Because the child, although taken into the sky by the demon, was unhurt and now free from all danger and misfortune. The gopis and cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, were extremely happy. Please repeat. The gopis immediately picked Krishna up from the chest of the demon and delivered him free from all inauspiciousness to Mother Yashoda. Because the child, although taken into the custody into the sky by the demon, was unhurt and now free from all danger and misfortune. The gopis and cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, were extremely happy. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The demon fell flat from the sky and Krishna was playing on his chest very happily, uninjured and free from misfortune, not at all disturbed because of being taken high in the sky by the demon. Krishna was playing and enjoying. This is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Vigraha. In any condition, Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha. He has no unhappiness. Others might have thought that he was in difficulty, but because the demon's chest was sufficiently broad to play on, the baby was happy in all respects. It was most astonishing that although the demon went so high in the sky, the child did not fall down. Therefore, the child had been saved virtually from the mouth of death. Now that he was saved, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan were happy. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavasya Sherupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vidam Dam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitanscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Deen Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tabda Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Deve Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripasindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Guru Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Rama Ram Rama Hare Hare. So the gopis immediately picked up Krishna from the chest of the demon Tranavrata and handed him over to Mother Yashoda. And because the child, although taken into the sky by the demon, was unhurt and now free from all danger. So in Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is saying that Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha. He is fully, completely full of Sat, eternity, Chit, knowledge and Ananda, bliss, happiness. Ananda, Chinmaya. So that's how the nature of the Supreme Spirit Soul, Lord Krishna, Parameshwara is. We are also part and parcel of Krishna and we are also Sachidananda, but because we have taken over by the material covering and this mind, intelligence and false ego, manas, buddhi, ahankar, and this body of five elements, we are suffering because of these five senses. They and mind is the director of the senses, and it creates one plan after another plan, one plan after another plan, and the senses begin to execute that plan, and when that plan fails, we become unhappy. This is our thinking, this is our style of living, material life. But devotees of the Lord, they always are very conscious, very alert about the surroundings, about their living. And then devotees, they review every day. There is strategy, because this is a war against Maya. We are all spiritual warriors. Bhakti Tirtha Goswami Maharaj, he talked about in his spiritual warrior book, how we have to fight this war. We have to review our strategy, because enemy is very strong. Maya, in fact, is not very enemy. Maya metam tarantite, those who are surrendered to Mame Prabhupadante, Devi Esha Gunamai, Mama Maya Duratya, this Durga Mata, Mahamaya, Devi Esha Gunamai, she is very much controls through these three modes of material nature, Gunamai, goodness, passion, ignorance. Mame Prabhupadante, those who have surrendered to me, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, they can easily cross over. Day before yesterday, I was taking class of 157 students online on Bhagavad Gita, and they were very attentive, they were listening. And one of the students asked, "Sir, how to control this mind?" I said, "This is $1 gazillion question. That's the whole struggle of existence, mind, to control the mind." Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 1st verse, how you control your mind. Maya saktamana partha, become, make your mind attached. Maya sakta, asakta, get your mind attached. Mana, Krishna. Krishna is saying, Maya saktamana partha, yogam yunjam madashraya, take shelter of me and become united in one line with me. What is Krishna's desire? What is Krishna's thinking? Let's bring all the conditioned soul to Krishna consciousness. That's what devotees are doing. That's what book distributors are doing. They are taking so much pain. They are taking so much trouble. And they are taking so much effort. Making so much effort in giving Krishna to others. Because Krishna mentioned Bhagavad Gita, Nacha tasmat manusheshu. Nobody is dear to me more than one who brings other to Krishna consciousness. This is our, preaching is our essence. So the controlling of mind is very difficult. Vayurya dushkara is like controlling the wind. But if we get united with Krishna in our yoga, yogam yunjam, engaging ourselves in everyday activities of service of Krishna, yogam yunjam rajaya, asanshayam samagram mam, asanshay, no doubt. Samagram, take this complete. Asanshaya Sagaramam Yatatha Gyasita Shunu. By knowing that, learn this now, this science of yoga. And Asanshayam, Prabhupada picked that word, doubt. Because we have doubts. We are not confident that Krishna is with us. We are not confident that we will be saved by Krishna. We are not confident that we will be taken care by Krishna. We get diverted from our path. From one incident to another incident, we think we are the controller. We think that we can control our destiny. We can think that we can control our surroundings. We can think like that. Draupadi was not able to control anything around her. There were big, big stalwart. Even Mahajanas were sitting in the assembly, Bhishma Pitama. He could not help. Who helped? Krishna helped. That's what Draupadi was confident. She knew that Krishna will come, and Krishna came. Krishna didn't respond. As long as Draupadi was trying to hold her sari and Dushasar was pulling, Krishna immediately came in picture and provided that sari द मोमेंट शी रेज बोथ हर हैंड्स, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। द मोमेंट शी रेज हर हैंड इन फुल सरेंडर, कृष्णा बिगेन टू एक्ट। वी हैव टू लर्न दिस, दीज सिक्स प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ सरेंडर गिवन बाई भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर। We have to understand these things. We have to depend on Krishna. We have to chant. We have to rise in the morning and then depend on Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he would think of spreading Krishna consciousness day and night, all the time, thinking of how to spread it, how to open new temples, how to make more devotees, how to arrange initiations, how to print more books. Always thinking like that. But at the end of the day, he would, with folded hands, will say, Krishna, I'm nothing, it's all you are doing, I'm doing my work and you are doing your work. My work is, my duty is to preach, to follow the order of a spiritual master. And your mercy will come, your mercy is coming, whatever is happening, whatever new temples are coming up is because of your mercy and because of my spiritual master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He is sending all these young, new brahmacharis, Western devotees. They came in touch with Srila Prabhupada, began to chant, began to dance, just in overnight, in 2 days, 5 days, 10 days. And Krishna consciousness was spreading like a wildfire, one temple after another, one temple after another. It's all because of the blessing, the power of instruction given by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. So the devotees of the Lord, they are always dependent on Krishna, and we are also Sachidananda, but we are covered with this material body, and that's why we are very likely to fall, and that's why we become Asat, Achit and Nirananda. To come to that platform, we have to understand, like I was in Gita Nagari, while returning from Philadelphia, after leaving my son over there for Bhakti Shastri in 2002, I was returning and I drove towards Gita Nagari, where Bhakti Tirtha Goswami Maharaj developed that community. And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, very famous book distributor, he would not eat his prasadam before he distributed Bhagavatam set. Can anyone do that? Very much blessed by Srila Prabhupada. Never proud. Never proud. That's what it is. So today, rest of my class will be dedicated to the points Bhakti Tirtha Goswami Maharaj mentioned in the applied spiritual technology. Bhakti Tirtha Goswami Maharaj called, this spiritual science is not a sentiment. This spiritual science is a technology. It's art and science both. We have to understand it. We have to apply it in our life. And he put down all the teachings in the points 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And those points I'm going to elaborate today in my rest of the class. So, and Maharaj gave a lot of stress on 10 essential technologies for empowered management. Gita Radharani is the topmost manager. She is managing all the affairs for the pleasure of Krishna. And we are Gopi Bhartu Das Kamalyo Das Dasanu 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 Das. We are in the footsteps of Goswami. We are follow. We are Rupa Nuga. We are Raga Nuga. So we are followers of Rupa Goswami. And that's what saying. So leadership doesn't mean that I become head of a department of some in the temple. Leadership doesn't mean that I become temple president. Leadership doesn't mean that I become finance officer. Leadership doesn't mean that I become a sannyasi or Goswami. Leadership, servant leadership. That's what the whole one book of Bhakti Tirtha Swami I read long back. It says a servant leadership. We are servant leader. Our goal is to serve. Command leadership, not demand leadership. We are commanding by our service, by our humility. And Maharaj described very nicely all these points. So leadership for an age of higher consciousness, that's the title of these points by Swami Krishnapad, Bhakti Tirtha Goswami Maharaj. Bhakti Tirtha Goswami Maharaj ki jai. So what the number one point, but because this is, we are devotees, and this morning class is mostly, though people hear this class on online as well as after the recording is put on YouTube, but here we as a devotee wanted to get best out of this class. And Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, he has extracted all the main points, leadership for an age of higher consciousness. And point number one, what of it? What for? So what? So he's going to elaborate on that. What of it? What for? So what? Envision yourself possessing exorbitant wealth, fame, vast knowledge, or dazzling beauty. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitanga va jagadisha kamaya. So, Mahaj is saying, envision yourself possessing exorbitant wealth, fame, vast knowledge, or dazzling beauty. Then, next step. So now we are envisioning, I am very powerful, I am very knowledgeable, I am very famous, I am very strong. I am thinking like this. And then ask yourself, Maharaj is asking, what of it? What for? So what? These are not the ultimate goals of life. Fame, beauty, wealth, nothing is going to work. I may be enamored by all these things. Becoming successful is not a big deal. But staying humble with all success is a big deal. That's the hardest part of it. So let's move on to the another point. So first point was, what for it? What of it? What for? So what? All these things, they won't come handy or they won't work. And then second point Maharaj made is, not this body. So Maharaj is explaining, reflect on and repeat. So we are now reflecting and I want to repeat it. So repeat, I have a body, but I am not this body. I have a job, but I am not this job. Insert any situation into this meditation to help release your attachments to temporary phenomena. So we can say easily, I am not this body. But if something pricks my body, I say, ouch. Vasudev Datta, he had leprosy. And the worms used to crawl on his body. And even if a worm falls off from his hand, he would put it back saying, oh, this body is useless. Anyway, eaten by worms at the end or burned into ashes. So why so much worry? We cannot imitate Vasudeva. We can just understand that he perfected that I am not this body. When Lord Chaitanya embraced him and his leprosy was gone, he said, Prabhu, what did you do? You took away my leprosy. But now two things will happen. First of all, I will immediately forget remembering you. Because whenever misery comes, we tend to remember God, Krishna. But when these are gone, then we immediately forget. And second thing would be that this message will go everywhere. And then people will come to me, wow, such a great, wonderful devotee you are. And I will become proud. I don't want this. Please. This is the mood. That he is not, because we all the time pray, like what Mother Kunti, Queen Kunti did, that, oh Lord Krishna, whenever there were miseries on us, we remembered you. We called for your help and you came, you reciprocated immediately. And now that my son has been put on throne back again, Pandavas are now ruling the kingdom. And Jai Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram Gaur Nitaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So now we have regained our kingdom, we have regained our reputation and wealth. You are leaving us. We don't want this. Why? Because when we called for your help, you came, we had your audience, we saw you. And by seeing you, apunarbhava darshanam, by your darshan, punarbhava, coming back again never happens. We do not come back again to this world by having your darshan, by having your darshan. So that's what Queen Kunti is saying. So, not this body. And then, the other persons, okay, now the third point, we are getting to towards the 10 points, Bhakti Tirtha Goswami Maharaj mentioned. The third point, the other person's point of view. So we talk, we meet people, we have interactions with devotees, we have interaction with non-devotees, and we discuss things, we do isht goshti, we do mantrana, we discuss issues, problems, good things. So what is the other person's point of view? To help resolve any conflict, write a letter trying to convince yourself of the opposing person's point of view. So Maharaj is asking to write opposing person's point of view that he wanted you to do. Use this technique to become more sensitive to others' perceptions of your situation. So this helps us in sensitizing us towards the other's view, a point of view. Very important. Sometimes when we put our point of view, we become so emphatic, we become so adamant, we become so rigid that we do not want to listen to others' point of view. So it's important that we listen others' point of view. So this is 10 essential technologies for empowered management, leadership for an age of higher consciousness by Swami Krishnapad Bhakti Tirtha Goswami Swami Maharaj. And we just completed 3 points. And the fourth point is seeing God everywhere. That's what we are trying to do. That's why we come to temple every day. And when Maharaj is saying, practice seeing everyone as an energy of God. This contemplation can help you give more of yourself to others and receive more love from them. So when we see God's hand or God everywhere, sometimes we want to think, yes, maybe this small or big or manager or whatever devotee is asking me to this thing. Maybe Krishna wants me to do this thing. That's why one Brahmana, one devotee says something, you do this, and you are perplexed, you don't know what to do. Then it is advised to consult 6 Brahmanas, 6 Vaishnavas. And after consulting with 6 Brahmanas, and if they match, they corroborate, 3 checkpoints, Sadhu, Shastra, Guru and everything, and for by chance or for some reason you end up in hell, don't worry. You will have 6 other Brahmanas sitting with you in the hell. Because they advise you wrongly. All they will be with you in hell. So when we give advice, our advice should come based on Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. Based on scriptures, based on the advice of Srila Prabhupada, his books, his lectures, his advising, his letters, and based on our own Guru Maharaj. So that's how we see God everywhere, God's hand everywhere, that we interact. So this is what these gopis are doing here. They were very worried, they were very conscious about Krishna. He was not there. There was a whole whirlwind. Trinavrata created a storm, cyclone, and nobody was able to see anything around them. It was just, everything was invisible. They were not able to open even their eyes. And these gopis and gopas, they were totally worried about Krishna, where he has gone. When Krishna came back, they saw he is safe and sound and healthy and nothing happened to him. They were very joyous. That's what devotional life is. And now the next point, that fifth point, everything has a purpose. So in our life, we think, we see so many things happening. But believe it or not, everything, every event has a purpose behind it. Ultimately, there are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. Nothing happens by chance. Practice turning negative events into positive ones and positive events into even better ones by looking for lesson in every occurrence. It's a matter of practice. We have to learn to look into every single event. It may be negative or it may be positive. Both the events, we have to see what is the lesson, what is the learning. If we see adversities, we want to take a lesson, yes. Krishna is like a gold is melt and become much more golden and more golden. Tapta kanchan. It becomes purified, gives up all the impurities. So we are like a golden coin. We are like a gold when we took up Krishna consciousness. And now we are being purified by the heat of material existence, by the heat of interacting with other devotees, by the heat of natural calamities, other living entities. So we are being purified. Every incident is purifying us. Like one time, Radhesham Prabhu, who is the director of ISKCON Youth Forum Pune, he was speaking in the Vyasa Puja of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and devotees before calling him for making offering to Maharaj, devotees mentioned, Radhesham Prabhu is a very great cook and he is very expert in cooking. And when Radhesham Prabhu came up to speak, he said, yes, somebody glorified me by saying that Radhesham Prabhu is a very great cook. But the other day when I cooked for one of the visiting sannyasi in the temple, I made khichdi because I didn't know much how to cook. And Maharaj said, your khichdi was very purifying, Prabhu. Maharaj didn't say that your khichdi was very tasteless. Maharaj said, your khichdi was very purifying. This is one example Radhesham Prabhu gave. He is a humble devotee. So I would imagine that he must have made a very wonderful khichdi and everything. But that's what he said, that your khichdi was very purifying, Maharaj said to him. So, in our life, we see things happening against our plans, against our thinking that, oh, I will do this, then this will happen. Then I will do this, and then after this, after this, after this, is a whole line of actions or plans. And Krishna has some other plan. You want to do this? No. You were thinking after this? No. And then we think, Krishna, I don't want to worship you. I don't want to chant. I don't want to see your face again. Because you are not fulfilling any of my desires. I'm so humble, so nice, asking you so many things. Even for your own service. You're not fulfilling those desires. Krishna has a different plan. believe it or not. We have to trust Him. And that plan will never fail. Our plans may fail, but His plan never fails. He said to Arjuna, Nimit Matra Bhavasavya Sachi, Arjuna, you just become an instrument, finish. All these people who have come here to fight in the battlefield, nobody is going to go from here. That's my plan. You may think whatever you are thinking. Because Arjuna put arguments, I don't want to fight. Compassion, enjoyment, sinful reactions, destruction of family tradition. He argued with Krishna because his plans were different. But Krishna's plan was a superior plan, supermost plan, and that was executed. So everything has a purpose. Nothing happens by chance, nothing happens by mistake or by... It's all has a purpose. Whatever incident is happening in my life, I must know it has a purpose. Even if I am not a devotee, what to speak of becoming a devotee? Even if I am not a devotee and something happens in my life, it may be good or it may be bad, it has a purpose. But if I am a devotee, definitely, every single event, every single moment in my life will bring me closer to Krishna. That's what Krishna's plan is. That's what Krishna, how he interacts, how he acts in our lives. And then sixth point is, because we are reading 10 essential technologies for empowered management, leadership for an age of higher consciousness. We are talking about servant leadership. And now the sixth point is being accountable. Reflect upon being constantly monitored by God's all-seeing eye. Karmana deva netrena jantur dehu upapatti. Karmana, whatever activities we do, deva netrena, all the demigods, devas, their netrena, their eyes are focused on us. We are like a celebrity. Wherever we go, press, need this newspaper, that newspaper, this TV channel, they are chasing me. Like the celebrities, they are sometimes fried off. These cameras. So these devas, they are the representative of God. They are representative demigods. They have their eyes on us. And if I escape all those demigods from their catch, they can't see me, they can't find me out. But Krishna is sitting in our hearts, recording every single thought. I'm thinking so many nonsense things throughout the day. Nobody knows. Nobody notices. But Krishna is noticing every second. That's what means being accountable. Reflect upon being constantly monitored by God's all-seeing eyes. This awareness. If we are aware of this fact, this awareness will encourage us to live more righteously. We don't want to commit any mistakes. We don't want to offend anyone. We don't want to impinge on the rights of others. That's what our plan. That's why this. And now the seventh one is call for love. Very important. Very wonderful point. Call for love. Every one of us is hankering to be loved, hankering to be appreciated, hankering to be acknowledged. We are just dying hard. We are hungry for love. We are hungry for appreciation. We are hungry for acknowledgement. We have so much desire for all of this. That's why what we have to do for this. View all interactions as either a gift of love or a call for love. Very important point. I'm repeating again. Our interaction in this material world, it may be devotee, it may be non-devotee. It may be at your job, with your boss, with your colleagues, with your juniors. with your servants, with your bosses. There is interaction. And in all these interactions, we have to see that we have to give love. We have to give appreciation. We have to give acknowledgement. And in every interaction, because we know, I am hungry for love, I am hungry for appreciation, I am hungry for acknowledgement. So let me understand, others are also looking for love. So why not I give love? Why not I give appreciation to others? Why not I acknowledge others' service? The moment I do that, immediately I begin to get love. Whatever you give to this world, same thing in equal and opposite will come to you. If you give hate, people will begin to hate you. If you give love, people will give love to you. If you appreciate others, they will appreciate you. In fact, whatever we are getting in this world is our activity's reflection, believe it or not. This is what we have given to this world, and that's what I'm getting back, whatever it is. That's why Maharaj is saying, learn to appreciate the many forms that a call for help can take, and regularly evaluate how you have helped others. We have to evaluate. Every day we have to contemplate how many offenses I committed yesterday, knowingly or unknowingly. And I have to apologize for that. We have to reflect on those things. And then we have to evaluate our devotional life. What I was 10 years ago, what I was 20 years ago, where I am at. Like one time, one Maharaj came to our temple and he took my son into the inside room and he said, Ajgovinda, I wanted to help you. Where do you want to be after 5 years? After 10 years? What is the goal of your spiritual life? What is the goal of your spiritual practices that you might be doing now? What would be the result out of it? What would be the conclusion after 5 years, 10 years? Contemplate, evaluate every day. And then, 8th point again for love. Love in action. See yourself as an embodiment of love in action. Shower everyone and everything in your environment with vibrant love. That is the need of the day, in spiritual life or in material life. We have to give love. And the biggest, the most exalted form of love we can exhibit to others is, they may be devotees, they may be non-devotees, the biggest form of exhibiting our love is to give them to Krishna consciousness, give them Krishna consciousness, to bring them to Krishna, to make them Krishna conscious. That's the biggest love. And then we are getting closer, last 2 points. Very, it's like we are churning and churning and churning. So Maharaj is churning this nectar here for us from all the Vedic literatures. He was expert. And now last 2 points, we are getting close to, very close to that great nectar out of it, Upadesha Amrita. Near death. Imagine that you are going to die in 3 months. Very hard. Very hard to imagine. Very hard to think of. Very hard to contemplate. Imagine you are about to die in 3 months. How would you live your last days differently? Do not procrastinate. Important things must be done now. Atharto Brahma Jigyasa. Now it is the time to surrender to Krishna. Now it is the time to read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Now it is the time to take up to the service of the Lord. And unless we think like a near death, like an emergency, and nowadays it has become very easier to think death is coming. By the grace of the Lord, Corona is there to make us realize death can come any time. Nobody is yours. ये सब रिश्ते नाते मरघट तक ही जाएंगे, अब तो मरघट तक भी नहीं जाते. पहले तो पीपल इन ओल्डर टाइम्स पीपल यूज टू से ऑल दीज रिलेशनशिप्स दे आर अप टू दी क्रिमेटोरियम ओनली, बट नाउ रिलेटिव्स आर ब्रिंगिंग यू टू दी हॉस्पिटल एंड हैंड ओवर टू दी दूता ऑफ यमराज इज डॉक्टर्स देयर एंड देन दे वुड इंजेक्ट यू पीरस यू दिस दैट एंड जस्ट लीव यू टू डाई and all your relatives are standing outside. What other thing do we want in our life to see after seeing this naked truth of death? Tandav, Mrityu Tandav is happening. This is Kali Yuga. And now the very last point, after ninth point, the tenth point, the essence of all, is second chance. Imagine you have already died. So in the ninth, Maharaj said, you think like you are given only 3 months. Doctor, I can tell you, Maharaj, long back I was reading his diary of traveling preacher. That's what Maharaj used to write long back. He's writing, I think. And I loved his diaries very much. And Maharaj said, I was in South Africa and I was after coming out of the whole preaching tour program, and one devotee, he was used to massage. He said, Maharaj, I can massage you, you may be very tired. So Maharaj agreed. And then he was rubbing his hand on his back like this and this and this, and then he stopped and put his finger on the back of the Maharaj. Maharaj, here is a mole and it can be cancerous. Immediately Maharaj said, okay, what can I do? I went to the doctor. He took a sample, sent for the test in the library, in the lab, laboratory test, biopsy, and Maharaj mentioned, it took 3 days to report to come back. And during those 3 days were like a 3 million years. I was thinking, God, it's all done, finished. But when the report came, and I was thinking, oh, I made offenses to some devotees. Oh, I didn't preach enough. Oh, I didn't publish more books. Oh, I didn't distribute more books. Oh, I offended this devotee, that devotee. Oh my God. What happened? And then report came and they said, Maharaj, it was not cancerous. It was just a benign after the biopsy. So, now the tenth point, which I'm going to conclude right here, is second chance. Imagine you have already died and are looking back like a Jamila. What have you left undone? Take action today in those areas. Think, finish. Doctor is going to come to me today. Or we can think very easily now, oh, tomorrow there is a possibility that I would be tired and with no resistance in my body to the external viruses and I catch one virus called Corona. And because the symptoms, no symptoms are there, I was thinking I'm okay, but Corona went inside and started to infect my lungs and took over 80%. Now I'm coughing. And I went to the hospital and they did CT scan and they said, you have to be put on ventilator and your 80% of the lungs are gone and you will be finished in 3-4 days. However, doctor won't say that, but we can see, we can understand by the others, those who are dying every day by this corona. 3 days, finish. So what I am going to do? It is no better time than now to think our strategy, our efforts in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.